So we now amazingly have four approved ALK inhibitors. Can you talk about each one of them and sort of how they're used clinically?
Sure. So, of course, the oldie but the goodie is crizotinib. It was the first ALK inhibitor that was approved for the treatment of patients with ALK rearranged lung cancer. It has a frontline indication. Side effects tend to be GI, some visual side effects, sometimes edema, swelling. Soritinib was the second ALK inhibitor to be approved. It was approved for patients who had developed resistance to crizotinib. Soritinib is a more potent ALK inhibitor. It tends to have activity in the CNS, which is important for this subset of lung cancer patients who have refractory disease in the CNS quite frequently. The side effects associated with soritinib are more potent. The GI toxicity, the fatigue, tends to be more potent than crizotinib, and patients tend to need a dose reduction with soritinib as opposed to crizotinib, in my experience, which I've been able to give at the maximally tolerated dose without a problem. The two newer kids on the block are brigatinib, FDA approved, I believe, in April of this year. It's an interesting ALK inhibitor with an interesting addition to the side effect profile. In a small percentage of patients, there is an interstitial lung disease that can develop. It seems to happen early on in treatment. And so for this reason, patients are treated with 90 milligrams of brigatinib, and then the dose is escalated after a week of therapy to 180. Brigatinib has a much more exquisite CNS penetration, and it is, for the vast majority of patients, very well tolerated. And then finally, alectinib has been approved for several months in the refractory space. It is, again, a very well-tolerated ALK inhibitor, maybe better than crizotinib, and it once again has really good CNS penetration. We heard at ASCO the results of the ALEX trial comparing frontline use of alectinib to crizotinib, and patients with alectinib had a significant improvement in their progression-free survival. So we believe that alectinib will gain a frontline indication and will change the standard of care in how we take care of patients with ALK-driven lung cancer.
So we're talking about the algorithm in metastatic disease in terms of sequencing of agents with EGFR and how the T790 comes in. What about with ALK disease after you give a first-line TKI, crizotinib, or maybe alectinib, then what?
So this is another area where the drugs and the lung cancers are a little different. So what we're learning is each of the different ALK inhibitors will result or is likely to result in different resistance mutations. And so increasingly, we are biopsying patients at the time of progression, either with a tissue biopsy or in the blood, looking for these resistance mutations that then can determine the next best ALK inhibitor to give. This is a little academic still, and I treat patients in the community. We don't always have access to this testing. And so it is, once again, many oncologists, just their practice preferences or how they're choosing ALK inhibitors. There is a large intergroup trial trying to look at sequence. And so I think there will be more information about this in coming years.